अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशतारिणे। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशरि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। Shiva Maharaj, thank you for explaining the purpose of this Temple of Vedic Understanding so wonderfully. It's a brilliant summarization of the purpose of this temple. I recall one incident when some individual was challenging Srila Prabhupada, "Why are you building this temple?" This was soon after Vrindavan temple was opened, Krishna Balaram temple was opened. It was actually in 77 in Rishikesh, Kumbh Mela. This person was questioning Srila Prabhupada, asking Srila Prabhupada in a rather challenging way, "Why are you building new temples when there are so many temples, old temples, needing renovation?" Prabhupada didn't answer the question directly. He pointed that lady sitting next to him and asked him, "Who is she?" So he said, "She is my wife." Then Prabhupada asked him, "Why did you get married?" And he was quite flustered. He didn't know what to answer. Then Prabhupada said, "You got married in order to produce children. Putrarthe kriyate bharja. One accepts a wife in order to produce children." Then Prabhupada asked, "Why have children when there are so many children loitering in the streets?" And then Prabhupada said, "Just as you want to have your own children, devotees want to build temples for the deity, temples for the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So that shows the purpose of building a temple. What he is presenting, he wants to establish that in a three-dimensional, tangible form so that people can understand what he is presenting. And that's what Shiva Maharaj just pointed out. Through this temple, Srila Prabhupada is actually trying to establish his teachings. What he is presenting, the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of the Vedas, in front of everybody so that they can come and see for themselves the teachings, perfect manifestation. In that respect, you can remember the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they didn't have any possession. They didn't have any place to stay. They used to spend their nights under the trees. Yet, they built the most gorgeous temples. Sanatan Goswami built Radha Govinda temple, and Radha Madan Mohan temple. Rupa Goswami built Radha Govinda temple, so forth. And once Prabhupada mentioned that this Radha Govinda temple built by Sri Rupa Goswami is actually one of the seven wonders of the world. He said this temple was built without a single metal pin. Just the placement of the stones was in such a way that it was holding this huge structure. And what we are seeing of Radha Govinda temple is just the remaining part of the temple that Aurangzeb, the Muslim Mughal king, destroyed. He wanted to destroy the temple. It was a huge, magnificent temple, but he broke it. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada wanted to build something wonderful for Krishna. Although he established 108 temples around the world, but he wanted to build a very special temple here in Mayapur. Why Mayapur? Because Mayapur is the center of this world today. In the age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his dham is Navadvip. And Mayapur is the place of his birth, where he appeared. Mayapur is the place where he is eternally residing. Adya piha nitya lila kare gaura rai kono kono bhagya bane dekhi pare pai. Still today, my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on here. Only some fortunate souls get to see that pastimes. There is a film, there is a covering, that's covering, the illusory covering of Maya is hiding the dham from our mundane perception. Srila Prabhupada wanted to build this temple here in Mayapur because Mayapur is the center of this spiritual world today. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted to build a temple in the headquarters of ISKCON. This temple is going to be the heart of ISKCON. Mayapur is already the heart, and this temple is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be established. ISKCON, we should treat ISKCON as a body. The entire body should be our consideration and concern. Just as if one part of the body is very strong and healthy and the other part is weak, then it's not healthy body. Especially when the heart is weak, the whole body, no matter how strong the other parts may be, they will be completely useless. Therefore, there's a need to strengthen this heart. We should recognize this. Mayapur is the heart of our ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada asked Ambarish Prabhu, a very wealthy person, the great-grandson of Alfred Ford, and the great-grandson of Henry Ford, Alfred Ford himself, became a devotee, and Srila Prabhupada asked him to build this temple in Mayapur. And Ambarish Prabhu took up that instruction of Srila Prabhupada as his life and soul. And he came forward to build it. He didn't come forward. He's a very shy person. He doesn't want to place himself forward. When our leaders were trying to build the temple, Ambarish Prabhu was in the background. He didn't really want to come forward. But then, when he saw that this project is not taking off, then he came forward. And to support him, Bhavananda Prabhu came forward. A devotee very close to Srila Prabhupada, who received so many instructions from Srila Prabhupada about Mayapur and about the temple. And with Bhavananda Maharaj's support, Ambarish Prabhu took up this very noble cause. He himself spent about $30 million already, and that's why the structure is here. But he needs help. Another very wonderful thing happened is Radha Jivan Prabhu came forward. A person coming from a very wealthy business family in India. He himself is a very successful businessman, full of brilliant ideas of fundraising, and he came forward to help. And this is what we are seeing. Prabhupada is making all the arrangements. And now it's up to us to give them the support that the necessary fund is raised and the temple is built. Please, the leaders of ISKCON, take up this mission for the sake of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada left this service for us to accomplish. He has done so much, and now we have to do something. So Srila Prabhupada left it up to us. Now you all build this temple. So let's all get together and try to give necessary support to Ambarish Prabhu and his team to complete this temple. And in this respect, one thing I would like to say, don't you ever think, please don't think that if your donors give donation to some project, then he won't give to yours. No, it doesn't work like that. Rather, when they get the taste of giving to Krishna, they want to give more and more. So motivate them, guide them to offer to Krishna, and let them get the transcendental taste of serving Krishna, offering to Krishna, giving to Krishna. And then they will see, then you will see that they will not only give their money, they will give their entire self to you, entire self to Krishna. So please stand behind this noble cause that will please Srila Prabhupada, and let's complete this temple within our lifetime, within as soon as possible. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Pristaya Bhutadai Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatate Shatarane Vamsakal Padrubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
I am grateful for this opportunity to be with you, for this most auspicious, important, glorious event. His Holiness Srila Maharaj was sharing with us Srila Prabhupada's vision for establishing the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, including the structure of the universe. The purpose of Bhagavatam is very much the purpose of this temple. To establish scientifically the structure of the universe, especially in relation to the purpose of the universe. The evolution of consciousness. The Temple of Vedic Planetarium will show us the principles of the lower states of consciousness going up and up through the higher and higher levels of material consciousness to the yogic siddhis, to the impersonal Brahman, to the Vaikunthas, and ultimately to Goloka Vrindavan.
The temple of Vedic Planetarium is to teach the world the purpose of creation and the purpose of life. And what is so beautiful is it's being designed in such a way, according to Prabhupada's direction, with this huge dome. So as we're looking up at the chandelier, we're looking out at the chandelier of the universe. There can be thousands and thousands of people in this hall with their arms raised from all over the world chanting the holy names. Sankirtan. Because this is the culmination of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, Krishna's Leela. And then in the 11th canto and 12 cantos, and it really culminates. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayaya Janti Yushumetisha. That in this age of Kali, Krishna, who we've just read about in the 10th canto, performing his Rasa-lila with gopis and his Sakya-lila with the gopas and Vatsalya-rasa with his Yashoda Ananda, that same Krishna appears in the beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his purpose? To establish the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy names. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world here in Sri Mayapur town. And all the great avatars that descended from this world all met him primarily here in Mayapur. Nityananda Prabhu traveled to all the holy places of India and then, but he didn't preach ever until he came to Mayapur and got the instruction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Brahma descended in Bangladesh area as Haridas Thakur came to Sri Mayapur. Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar Goswami, the greatest avatars, the most merciful associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came here to establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Kaviraj Goswami tells that the Panchatattva, then when they were in Mayapur, they broke open the treasure chest of ecstatic love for Krishna praying, and they tasted it. They were tasting it in Srivasangam and sharing it with each other. And then they shared it with the whole world. As His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was telling, Lord Chaitanya sent the six Goswamis to Vrindavan, which was a very quiet forest. And one of the reasons was to make it a holy place of pilgrimage, where people from the whole world could come to understand His message, that we are all eternally servants of Krishna. And the purpose of life is to awaken that love for Krishna that is within us all. And our acharyas, they pursued that compassionate vision. Nityananda Prabhu predicted people a big, beautiful temple here in Mayapur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisioned people from all places of the world coming here as Vaishnavas to chant the holy names together. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made Mayapur his headquarters. He was very strong. All the 64 mutts of Gaudiya Math, they were all extensions of Sri Mayapur, the Chaitanya Math. And Srila Prabhupada took that vision so sincerely. When he was told to take Lord Chaitanya's teachings all over the world, he had such a vision, which is inconceivable. Now there are thousands of people gathered here. But Srila Prabhupada didn't even have a piece of land. But he envisioned
Mayapur to be the international headquarters for ISKCON.
And when they first got somewhere, they were living in a straw hut. And he was already envisioning the temple of the Vedic planetary. A place to attract, and it will attract. What we've already built here is attracting millions upon millions of people to Mayapur every year. This temple will really establish throughout the world the authenticity in people's eyes, according to their relevant perception, the greatness of our movement. The Christians have their Vatican, Mecca. Srila Prabhupada wanted a building that would actually show people, attract people to associate with devotees and taste the gift that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to give us. Srila Prabhupada, inconceivable. He had deities of Gornitai installed on every continent and earth. And he's asking us to help him to invite the whole world to come to this most sanctified, blessed environment of Sri Mayapur, to understand the purpose of life, to associate with devotees, and ultimately to taste the sweetness of the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. People who come here, just by going through the temple, they will get such a rich experience of traveling through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's beautiful how Srila Prabhupada has arranged it in such a way that we can all assist him. This is one of the most important, prominent projects that he has given to all of us. He emphasized it time and again to his leaders. He's uniting us. It can't be done just by Ambarish Prabhu. Although he's given so much of his heart and so much of his life for this purpose along with his team, Srila Prabhupada is inviting each and every one of us to whatever our capacity to be enthusiastic to establish this wonderful offering. Thank you very much.